Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, I'm back. Sorry about yesterday, I can't actually hear anything out of my left ear at the moment. Can you hear me out of your left ear?
Sorry.
At the moment, I sound like this in my ear.
Oh, why are you doing that?
Just so you can hear what I hear.
Okay.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, really strange.
Anyway,
if you don't have hearing in one ear, does that make you really unbalanced?
Yeah. Seriously, it really does. Anyway, I've got some kind of weird ear infection, and the one that doesn't speak has offered to get me an ear trumpet.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Are they... What are they?
You stick a trumpet in your ear and you're meant to hear better.
They're from A Low A Low, aren't they? He's obsessed with that show at the moment, the one that doesn't speak.
I think they are from A Low A Low. I'd quite like one.
Isn't it just a horn that goes in your ear?
Yeah. Whatever, if it can make me hear out of my left ear again, I'd love that. Because at the moment, I'm having to do that to be able to hear anything at all. Like, turn to the left and to the right. It's like I've been swimming. Weird. Anyway, I hear I missed a good gig last night.
Oh, my God. What a great gig. Do you want to know about it now?
Yep.
Oh.
Katy Perry.
Katy Perry, brilliant, wasn't she?
She was brilliant, although certain things throughout the night put us off.
Okay, yeah. Tell me about the gig first.
The gig was brilliant. When she did Hot and Cold, she stood up on a speaker.
Say what you said to me last night. What was she doing? What was the reason that she got on
that
speaker?
Oh, she stood on the speaker because she was looking for me.
Yeah.
She was trying to get a better view of the audience to find out where I was. Unfortunately, I was right by that speaker. But she stood on the speaker in a very short dress, didn't she?
I would say, and this is purely my opinion, that she didn't have any pants on.
Yeah, we got a bit of an eyeful.
She had no pants on?
Yeah.
And my boyfriend said, there was quite a good view.
Mm. Okay, good.
So that was I think that was a little message for me as well.
He didn't actually say there was a good view. He said he thought he might have seen cellulite, and he was quite pleased that he'd managed to notice that.
He didn't. There was no cellulite there whatsoever. So the gig was brilliant. She did a whole album basically, and then all the way through the gig, you're waiting for I Kissed a Girl, which was spoilt for us, wasn't it, Becky?
Yeah, there was a man stood next to us, looking too cool for school, dressed as Austin Powers. He just kept
farting. Hang on a second. Looking too cool for school, dressed as Austin Powers.
Yeah, well, you do know what I mean. I don't think he got dressed as Austin Powers.
I know.
He was just like one of those uber cool people.
And as I Kissed a Girl started, he farted.
Yeah, but he was farting the whole way through. It stank. Why do people do that at gigs? If you know you're going to a gig, don't eat smelly stuff for lunch.
It does happen a lot. That's happened a lot to me at gigs. You do get that.
It might have been the woman who looked like Camilla Parker Bowles.
Oh, yeah, she was there as well. We had a lot of lookalikes there last night.
She hadn't gone dressed as Camilla Parker Bowles. She just bore an uncanny resemblance to Camilla Parker Bowles.
Do you know where else it happens a lot? On planes. There's always someone guffing away.
But we lost the one that doesn't speak. He was in the mosh pit.
Yeah.
Did he go moshing?
Yeah, and he just kept sending Chappers texts about what he thought of Katy Perry.
And I'm like, I'm trying to see you, I can't see you. And he's like, I'll hold my phone up, but I still couldn't see him.
Oh, it's like when people do that when you're at home and they go, right, listen to this. You can't hear any of the gig. Don't do that. Have you ever had that? Someone don't, like,
yes.
You can hear that, like, right, I'm at Coldplay, here they are. You can't hear any of it, there's no point.
I think I may have done that to you from a Girls Aloud gig.
I think you did, yeah. Anyway, it sounds like I missed a good night.
You did. Radio 1 Podcast.
Our big boss is still on the Becky cam at the moment. It's a webcam upstairs in our office, and you can talk to him and ask him any question at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Can't believe, right, some of our listeners, we give them a chance to ask questions, any question they want, to a man who's in charge of the biggest radio station in the world, and someone wants him to draw a picture of a wasp.
Well, that's a challenge, isn't it?
He did it. He did a good one.
Did he?
He didn't put any kisses because he was the boss. Mm. I've just asked him if he thinks I look like Matt Lucas.
He hasn't replied. He hasn't replied to this yet, has he?
Oh, hang on.
No, I've
got
told him to be honest.
Somebody called Alex Graves has sent me an email, actually, saying... Here is the real picture of Becky and Katie from when Katy Perry came in. Do you want to see it?
Yeah.
Someone's put Matt Lucas's head on my... The mouth is the same.
Oh, I thought that was the original.
That someone's just put Matt Lucas's head on your
if
on
you
your
put
body.
A blonde wig and took the glasses off. That would be me. Let's wait and see what Andy says. He's had the definitive result.
Wasn't this on What's Occurring yesterday?
Yes, it was, but I said at the end of that would be fact, the result of that one, but I think now Andy should decide.
Okay.
I'm still trying to wait until people say, no, I don't look like him, and then I'll take that as fact.
So what did I miss on What's Occurring yesterday? Because I'm a bit gutted that I missed it.
We had people on the street saying whether or not I look like Matt Lucas, but we all
can we hear that?
Yeah.
If we must.
Okay. So it wasn't any celebrity. It's like, what celebrity does this girl look like? It was, does she look like Matt Lucas?
I was slightly loaded, I thought, yeah.
That's a bit unfair.
In all fairness to Becky.
I don't think Becky looks like Matt Lucas.
I think Becky looks a bit like Matt Lucas.
Do you think Becky looks at all like Matt Lucas?
I think Becky looks a bit like Matt Lucas.
Why?
It's the same kind of smile.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the closest likeness, what would you say she is?
8 or 9. Sorry.
Do you think that Becky looks in any way similar to Matt Lucas?
Yeah. Look at it.
Maybe the nose a little bit. I feel bad.
Does she or does she not look like Matt Lucas?
Maybe a girl version of Matt Lucas.
That's really mean. How can you say that?
Well, you don't think she does?
No. Okay, maybe just a little bit.
Do you think it's just a bad photograph, though? Or
a bad photograph of who?
Of Becky.
Oh.
There are similarities, yeah. The smile. They got a similar smile.
Do you think Matt Lucas looks like Becky?
Yeah, I do. A little bit. It's the smile, definitely the smile. The nose. Eyes are all right. They're quite different. And she's got hair.
You know who this man is, right? Tell me, please.
Matt Lucas.
And this is Becky. Do you think they look alike?
Yeah.
Do you think Becky looks like Matt Lucas?
No!
Yeah, I think Becky looks like Matt Lucas.
Why?
Because of the smile. She doesn't look a thing like Matt Lucas. Matt Lucas is a bold man. And what's her name? Becky. You know, long hair.
No. She's got hair.
I think it's her smile, yeah.
No, I don't think she looks like Matt Lucas. Do you think she looks like anybody else famous that you can think of?
No.
It's a bit harsh, isn't it?
A bad
funny, but
a bad
harsh.
Picture of who? What else did you do?
Oh, Axwell and Bob Sinclair were back on.
Oh, after the success of Smell My Cheese?
Yeah.
They were very good yesterday. They were like an old married couple.
They were right. Playing the organ, and Bob, who was Axwell, was playing the organ, and Bob had to guess what he was doing, and we had to say how many tunes he could name in a minute.
Okay, this one you must be able to guess. Okay. No. Yeah. No. How is it called?
Is what?
Da.
Don't be insane.
You know the song? Yes. You know which one it is?
No.
How is it actually goes? It should be easy to find.
Dun, 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 dun. It's too complicated for you. Don't try to play, my friend. It's too complicated.
This is the three notes. Forget me trying with other things. This is how it goes. Goes for that for like 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, that's why I don't know it.
No, it goes. You don't know which one it is?
No.
The song is called An Instrument.
Piano?
Yeah!
Okay.
How easy was that? Good job.
Yes. They're hilarious.
They're my new favourite couple.
Three notes. I would have got that straight away. Would you?
No, I didn't get it at all.
Easy. Oh, I like them. Can they be on more?
Is this another one he's doing?
No, this is actually right. The Streets.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
It's our daily quiz. Three situations. You tell me what happens next.
Oh, what's occurring?
I was a sick boy yesterday, so I don't know what happened.
Greg was very good at counting and keeping score.
All right.
But that's it.
What? The rest of the show is rubbish, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that.
He's listening now, actually, by the way. He's not here, he's in bed. He just texted me.
Well, he was knocking around here earlier.
Right. Anyway, who's winning, please?
Bell Becky.
It's 27-2 to me.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Bass Hunter?
Yeah.
He is your favourite, isn't he?
Next question.
He's had huge hits with stuff like this. But you know, what about when he has his mouth full? What happens then?
What?
We got Bass Hunter to sing his hit, All I Ever Wanted, with his mouth full.
With his mouth full of what?
Chips. How many chips could Bass Hunter fit in his mouth and still be able to sing? Chappers.
12. Why are you wincing like that?
Because I was going to say... Oh, sorry. Oh, that was your good ear. I was going to say 13, but now it looks like I've just copied and gone up one, so 13.
So you're saying 13, you're saying 12.
I am.
There's only one way to find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So here is Bass Hunter singing with a mouthful of chips.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have these chips here. And they look very, very delicious. So one question before we start.
Go.
How old are these chips?
They were bought about 10, 15 minutes ago, but we've let them cool down for you, Bass Hunter.
I thought you were going to say days, because they look like that.
I know. 15 days. Okay, right. So it's just a simple case of seeing how many you can fit in.
You did a counting then, okay, how many.
Just, yeah.
And okay. I'm going to sing at the same time.
I love that.
Well,
I'm
going to...
Two.
I have three now,
you
right?
You need to sing.
Okay. All I ever wanted was to see you smile. All I ever wanted was to make you laugh.
I
love you.
Six.
Seven. All I ever wanted was to see you smile.
Nine.
All I ever wanted was to make you laugh.
Thirteen.
Oh, come on.
Sorry, Chappers. It was 14.
Was he just about to gag at the
end
of that?
Yeah, he did gag a little bit at the end.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Did the chips get progressively smaller? Because it sounded like the first few were huge, and then suddenly he went on a roll with them.
They weren't skinny fries, were they? They were more like wedges. Mm,
sound like it.
Could make for a better track, though, doesn't it? Sorry, Becky, I know you've got a sick phobia. He wasn't actually sick.
You're trying to get yourself on a Bass Hunter track there by counting.
Yeah. Okay, so... Becky's in the lead at the moment. It's What's Occurring. Now, have you seen that show called The Family on Channel 4?
No.
Have you heard about it?
I've heard about it.
Right, it's basically a fly-on-the-wall reality show about a family, okay?
Shouting at each other.
It's actually quite good. It's the kind of thing you would never agree to do, but it was on last night on Channel 4. Now, imagine for a moment that you were a dad and you had a daughter, right?
Right, yes.
Okay. Now, imagine that your daughter went to a Spice Girls gig.
Okay.
This was on The Family last night.
Right.
At the breakfast table the following morning, what would you ask your daughter about the gig?
Right.
What would you ask?
I should know this, shouldn't I, really? Did you enjoy the gig?
Yeah, that kind of thing. Okay. So here's your question. On last night's episode of the fly-on-the-wall show The Family, which I think is really good, by the way, how many questions did the dad ask his daughter about the Spice Girls gig she went to? Bearing in mind, she's just got up, she's half asleep. That's that thing where your dad's going, rah, 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 and you're just like, oh, God. Chappers.
It's either going to be none, or it's going to be, like, 17. So I'm going to say 8.
You're saying 8. How many questions?
None or 17, and you've gone with 8.
Yeah, that's logic, that, Becky.
Right, well, I'm going to go with 17 then, because that's what you think it is, but you're just choosing to guess something else.
So you think 17?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's the dad off The Family on Channel 4 last night. How many Spice Girls questions did he ask his daughter?
Where did you go last night?
I can't.
Where's that? You're in Maidstone?
Yeah.
What group have you got?
Will you go?
Would you like to tell me about the concert, please? Were the kids there? What was the best bit? Did they sing or mime? Did they have a Spice band? They were girls as well. Was it really loud? Did aggressive Spice come and do her thing?
Scary.
Did she?
It's scary Spice, not aggressive Spice.
Was she the loudest? Did they play all the songs that you'd hope they'd play? What's the first one they did? Tell me what you want, what I really want. That was the very last song. Was that the best song? Did you dance a lot? Did you do any stage diving? Did you have to queue for long? Was there a warm-up band? Was that a famous person? Did anybody get up on the stage? Did you buy a Spice Girls t-shirt? Do you think you'll show it to me one day? Was the journey all right? Well, thanks for sharing so much about your interesting evening with the Spice Girls.
And she didn't. She answered like two questions, and he just kept firing at her.
The only one she answered was to correct him over aggressive Spice.
No, that wasn't her. That was like, the young brother.
That, was that the problem?
It's not aggressive Spice. It's scary Spice. It's a good show. You should watch it. 28 questions. Unbelievable, and no, not many answers.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, Becky wins that again. 2-1 to you, Becky.
Having a dreadful... 2-1 to her, did you say? How do you work that out?
No, it's 2-0 to you. So, oh, it's seriously, my, it's only, my ear. It's
played,
my ear.
We've only played
it's
two.
My ear. Also affects my counting. Now, here's the last one. You know Rowetta off of X Factor in 2004?
Yes.
Do you remember she... That was the one where Steve Brookstein won it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think it was the first ever X Factor. She was in the Happy Mondays for a bit, remember? Here's my question to you, though. If a weird stalker was to phone up Rowetta off the X Factor in 2004, how long would she stay on the phone for before hanging up? Becky.
Is this your West Country man again?
Yeah, he's back.
30 seconds.
Becky's saying 30 seconds.
I'm going to go 29 seconds.
Ooh, okay then. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
So, here is Rowetta off the X Factor in 2004, getting a call from a stalker. But how long will she talk to him for?
Hello?
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 Hiya.
Hello, who is it?
Are you actually Rowetta?
Who do you want to speak to?
Rowetta.
My, who is it?
Oh my God, it is you, isn't it? I can hear your voice. You don't know me, my name's Scott, but I just found your number. I just found your number on this wall, and I'm like, oh my God, it can't be actual Rowetta. And now
on
I rang
wall?
It, and I rang it, and it's you, off X Factor.
On what wall?
I'm in a pub called the Sally Pussy in Swindon, and it's on the wall.
Can we cross it out, please?
So how are you anyway?
I'm right, can you go and cross my number off the wall, please?
Yeah, I'm doing it now as I speak to you.
I'm just working, so I can't stay, but thank
you.
But
how are you anyway?
I'm fine, thank you.
It's great to speak to you. I loved you on X Factor. You're your number one fan.
Thank you.
I think you're brilliant.
Is my number off the wall?
Yeah, I've just crossed off the wall now. No one can see it. Just a couple of digits.
That somebody's put that number up.
I know. Who do that?
I've no idea.
Anyway, I love you.
Right, thank you very much.
Don't go. Rowetta!
I've got to go. All right, take care.
Can we meet up?
No, I'm sorry, but take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Don't go.
I've got to work.
Rowetta,
bye-bye.
Don't go. Rowetta! 1 minute 15.
Oh, even when I go tactical, I get it wrong.
Becky wins.
Oh. What's occurring?
Love Rowetta. Could you take it off wall now? What was that? That's mad, that, isn't it? Yep, so, stayed on for quite a long time, didn't she, really?
She was very polite.
Becky wins today. Let us know how you did on 81199.
Oh, what's occurring? Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's that?
I'm Karen.
Hi, Karen, where are you?
In the car park at the Sally Pussy's Inn in Swindon.
You're in the car park of the Sally Pussy now?
I am indeed.
And that's where I said that Rowetta's number was on the wall in the toilet.
I know, I'm just going to go and check to see if there's any other numbers in there, I think.
No, it was, but I've now taken it off, I've rubbed it out, so you don't go stalking the X Factor contestant from 2004.
Oh, that's rubbish.
Well, no. Was that weird being in the car park of the actual pub we mentioned? That was quite strange.
Yeah, really quite strange.
Yeah. Actually, someone else just says, I was just driving past the Sally Pussy's Inn in Swindon. It's actually in Wood and Bassett, Scott. Yeah, I know that, but it's...
It is, yeah.
Nearby, isn't it?
Sarah in Wiltshire says she lives near the pub and your number's on the wall.
Well, that's entirely possible. I love you.
You could do a tour of Britain on where your number's on the wall. Radio 1 Podcasts.
Someone says, has the one that doesn't speak died? Because he's the one with the camera on his head. The camera's occasionally twitching, and the angle is like he's fallen onto the floor or slouched over a chair. I hope he's okay. Yeah, he's back now. He's just...
Then three texts later, the person texts in, ah, he's come back to life.
Yeah. Go online and see what's happening in this studio right now at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Okay, let's answer some of your texts and emails on Dear Scott. They, as always, are read out by a posh lady from Radio 4, and we do this every Thursday now after 6 p.m. Here's the first one.
Dear, insert presenter's name here.
Okay, Scott Mills. That was in case I was sick again today,
okay,
I think.
Right.
Dear, whoever is sitting in for poor sick Scott.
Okay. Right, how many more of these are there?
Well, I had to be prepared, didn't I? There's one more.
Okay.
Dear Scott / person filling in today.
Okay, thanks for that.
I wasn't sure. It's good to be prepared.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay. Cover all bases.
Hello, Scott Mills geeks. I am a new listener from Hong Kong who wants to improve their English by listening to the show. But one thing I would like some help with is Chapper's vocabulary. On last week's show, he called Scott a soft lad, and occasionally mentions the Nescafe sign. What does he mean by this? Is he paid to promote coffee? And is it common for the English to say this? I have asked my English teacher what they mean, but she does not understand, and she too is curious to know the answer. Could somebody please advise? Thank you.
Now that's off of our friends at unofficialmills.co.uk.
Okay.
So soft lad.
Soft lad's just a kind of northern term for... It can be a mild insult.
Right.
No, it's not a northern term for boyfriend.
Okay.
No. Well, not in my experience, anyhow.
Okay.
I'm not calling you my boyfriend.
Okay, so and what is it then? What word?
Well, that's it. It's just a kind of...
Does it mean,
be slightly derogatory.
Does it mean weak, like not for a fight?
I don't think... Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I've never really thought. It's just a northern term.
What's this coffee business?
Yeah, what's the coffee
well,
sign?
Well, that's impossible to explain, isn't it? And I can't even do the gesture because we're on headcam.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And don't forget, it's the equivalent of being on BBC One, being on the headcam or Becky cam. You can't do insulting signs.
Oh, it's an insulting sign, is it?
It's an insulting sign, yes.
Is it like drinking a cup of coffee? Does it work for tea as well?
No, it doesn't, no. It's just...
Nothing to do with drinking the coffee.
Nothing to do with drinking or coffee, and no, I don't do a coffee ad, and it's just a very derogatory sign.
All right, thanks for clearing both of those up, not very well.
Please don't use them again if they're that nasty.
Next.
Oh! Dear Scott.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh,
I just
no.
did it at Becky.
Bye-bye.
I hope I might have missed...
Oh, you just did it on the head cam.
No.
Oh,
yes,
oh you did as well.
It.
Right.
Good.
Oh, okay, so it's gone now. It's gone, it's gone, it's gone. Sorry. Next.
Dear Scott, did you watch Hole in the Wall on BBC One on Saturday? Dale Winton was hosting a show with celebrities in shiny silver jumpsuits trying to get through holes in a wall. What has happened to BBC One's Saturday night entertainment? I long for the days of having to choose between Noel's house party and gladiators. Winking smiley. Love you, Jill.
I actually thought that Hole in the Wall was very good.
Did you? Why did you think that then, Scott?
Just did.
Really?
Yeah, celebrities have to make the shape
of a wall.
Whatever's in the wall, yeah. Mm. Like Tetris. Only with humans. Otherwise, you go in the pool if you've not seen it. It's on before Strictly on BBC One.
Was the Vanessa Feltz one on Saturday, or was that a preview? I've seen... There's a... On the Heat blog at the moment, there's a great video of Vanessa Feltz doing it.
I've seen the Vanessa one where she tries to fit through the hole in
the
wall.
That's quite special.
Yeah.
Right. So they've got all sorts of people doing it, have they?
Oh, yeah.
Anyone else we know?
Who'd hang out with Dale Winton in some shiny silver tight suit? Anyone?
Yeah, you're right. You know I've been on it already.
Do you know when your episode's out?
I've just found out, actually.
Have you?
Yeah. November the 22nd.
Okay, excellent. I'll put that...
It's going to be on.
Set my generic hard disk recorder for that.
Don't expect too much from me.
Who are you on with?
I'm on with Darren Goff, the cricketer, and also on my team, Cleo Rockus, off of
Who's that?
Wasn't she on Celebrity? Wasn't she on the Celebrity Big Brother?
Yeah, Big Brother.
Red hair and
quite mad.
She might struggle to squeeze into one of those shiny lycra suits.
She was quite good. You'd be surprised at me as well, even though there is one bit, without giving too much away, where I do get stuck in the wall.
Was it a very small hole?
No.
No? Right.
My feet got stuck. Next.
Name, Dave. Message, Dear Scott. I love listening to your podcasts on my MP3 player, particularly when I'm out running. I find that your witty banter with Becky and everyone's favourite grumpy old uncle, Chopper, is great company on a long run. I would really appreciate it if you could get the Posh Radio 4 lady to read out the following motivational phrases for me on the podcast to give me an extra push. Run faster! Keep running, you idiot! Many thanks, Dave, Belfast.
See, Dave off Belfast now going to have that on his podcast. It's nice, and that's going to be motivational to him. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Glad we could help. Next.
Why don't you write down the score for what's occurring? It saves confusion. Cheers, Joe, Manchester, X.
Why have we not thought of that?
Well, I think you do, don't you?
Then you put the piece of paper in the recycle bin and that's the last we ever see of it.
Mm. Maybe we should start writing it down.
It wouldn't work. Also, Becky's winning. There's no point in writing it down at the moment.
Next.
Hi. I'm just about to whisk the Mrs. Becky, brackets not the, down to Yalding House to hang around the proximity for a couple of hours in the hope of encountering anyone from the show.
All right, that's the Radio 1 building.
Yeah.
It's her 31st birthday and she's a fan, so it made sense. Thought someone on Unofficial Mills would understand. Nobody else will. We'll let you know how it goes. Lewis, Oxford/Mosley, Beeham. Brackets of sound mind.
Okay, so this is someone that obviously came to hang around outside hoping that...
For his wife's birthday present.
I know.
Cheapo.
Really? What was that at the beginning as well?
Hi.
Hi.
She got a bit sultry there, didn't
Hi.
She?
Okay, next.
Here is a list of the presents I got her, in no particular order.
This is from the same person.
A spinning, humming top. Plug-in Swedish massager with four different attachments, including one heated. A small Play-Doh kit. Latest Metallica and Elbow albums. 7 work cardigans and 1 shirt. Selection of body and face lotions. Brackets, butter/coconut. 2 books on American fundamentalism. Balderdash bluffing board game. Pepper grinder and salad servers. In a Bakelite/Mangs style, Punkfish/Glam pyjamas. A lot, but should pay dividends. Laughing smiley.
Just put the effort in.
Well, that's quite a lot now.
That is a lot. I take back what I said. I apologise.
And obviously, the visit to Radio 1 is just the cherry on the top of the...
Icing
on the top of the cake. That's right. Next.
Hi, Scott and the team. I thought I'd share with you a strange thing about my boyfriend, and we could have a laugh about it. Lately, well, for the past 1.5 years, he is not wearing any underwear.
Oh.
The reason for it, he claims, is that he wants to feel free from social conventions. Plus, he finds pants quite uncomfortable. I haven't really figured out how I feel about the whole thing. I'm just telling him he should wear his pants, just because all human beings do. A funny thing was once in Edinburgh Airport when we went through security and he was physically searched. You know how the policeman puts his hand underneath men's trousers from the back down? That was so embarrassing.
Yeah, they do that. That happened to me recently at Gatwick South.
They don't do that to girls.
His hand down your pants from the back.
No, not my pants. It just they do. If you
what, he
if,
cupped you,
basically yes.
Oh, why do they do that? I've never done it to me.
I've never been cupped.
I have. Gatwick South Terminal. Not in a bad way.
I presume by a security man.
Yeah. Not just...
You weren't just wandering around.
Who's in the duty free at the time?
Sandwich board on you saying, cut me.
No, it's I'm all for the heightened security. It's all good.
Right.
I bet you are.
The guy quickly moved his hands away as soon as he touched my boyfriend's skin instead of his pants. I couldn't stop laughing. He then looked at me and I quickly ran away. My boyfriend said he was also embarrassed on that occasion, which I took to mean that he might change his mind. But unfortunately, he didn't and still refuses to wear any pants. So, what do you think? Especially you, Becky, How would you feel if your boyfriend went around with no underwear? Thanks for making my everyday exercise on the treadmill a lot less boring and very entertaining with your podcasts. Love you all, Susie.
Oh, Susie, that was really...
How would you feel?
Really long email,
well,
you sent.
You see, I think it's quite dangerous for men not to wear any pants because...
Oh.
Might it get in the... Ow. No.
Because if you haven't shaken properly, the last drip will go down your leg.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, I'm just worried about it being caught, not...
I don't think that actually happens in real life.
Does it?
No. Most people have buttons now, not zipped.
Oh, well, I still think no pants is a bit...
Oh. So do I.
Scott?
Hang on a second.
He's going to say no after his cupping incident.
No, you said that you went commando recently.
Who?
You, Chopper.
When did I last
you
go
You said
commando?
You weren't wearing any pants. I remember it specifically, one of these...
Well, there might have been a reason for that. I don't do it every day, and I certainly wouldn't do it as you do when going through airport security.
What would the reason be?
That I ain't got any clean ones, or...
Are you wearing pants now?
Yes,
then?
I am wearing pants now.
Also,
don't
maybe
try
I,
and cut me.
Maybe I went for a tan the other day, right?
Yeah.
And I forgot... I was walking past the tanning salon, which is at the end of my road, and I was realised as I got into the booth that I wasn't actually wearing any pants. I was commando. So I had to tie my T-shirt.
Had to tie what?
Tie my T-shirt around my waist and try and cover everything up, but it didn't quite work, and it ripped, and yeah.
Do you burn it?
Yeah, I had a little
Did
bit.
You?
Yeah, so don't do that. That's a really bad idea. The T-shirt was just not quite covering
Couldn't
everything.
You just kind of popped it between your legs.
No, because
you just
then
kind of popped it between your legs.
Then your
so
bottom
it
will your bottom will burn then on the
oh,
other side.
Right, okay, yeah.
It's a stand up one, yeah. See, these are the kind of dilemmas I have to face
Thanks.
Every day.
Glad I wasn't in the tanning booth with you for that one. Not that I've ever been in a tanning booth with you.
No, I don't remember that.
No.
Anyway, I hope we've answered all your questions on Dear Scott. Email them in, whatever you want to know, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk or text in to 81199.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.